Kokomo, Texas, one of the little towns that burned so badly, is in Eastland County. It's between Abilene and Dallas. More than 30,000 acres have burned in Eastland County since yesterday morning. Some 75 homes were destroyed. Mark Pipkin has been helping to fight those fires as the safety officer for the fire department in the town of Eastland. He's also the Eastland mayor. He says there have been no serious injuries. Higher humidity and lower winds today helped firefighters gain the upper hand. When the fire started yesterday, Pipkin says it spread quickly.
The fire began to burn across Eastland County, and Eastland and the Eastland Fire Department got involved about noon on Sunday. And we've had 45 fire departments involved in this fire through yesterday and through last night. And we continue to have resources from other fire departments coming into the county to relieve some of our worn-out firefighters.
Mm. How are they holding up?
They're beat. They are so tired. They've done a fantastic job, but the equipment, we've got some broken equipment, and we've got some really tired firefighters.
You're a volunteer firefighter yourself. Have you ever handled something like this before?
Well, we've been on a couple of fires like this. A few years ago, north of us, a town had a fire like this. And then just a few days ago, what made national news was a town called Cross Plains, Texas. And we took two of our trucks and seven men and went to Cross Plains to help them fight fire. They lost 116 homes. So I've seen a little bit of this. I've never seen any fire quite this big, this strung out, with flame lengths as tall as this. We had reports of flames 100 feet tall from some of the grass that was burning out here.
Did you see that yourself?
I did not see that myself, but the people in town could see those flames, and those flames were 10 and 11 miles south of our city.
Goodness, so they could see it from that far away.
Yes, ma'am.
What have you seen when you've been out fighting this fire?
We've seen some of the smaller head fire running through some of the smaller brush. I haven't been in that deeper grass. Seen a little bit of the devastation to some of the barns and equipment, some of our farmers' and ranchers' equipment.
Mr. Pipkin, what's making these fires so bad, and what's causing them to spread so quickly?
Well, the root of the cause was a really wet spring, and we had a great growth of our grass, and that also lets the weeds and underbrush grow out here in West Texas. And then the rains quit. It dried out, dried this grass to a tinder box. The humidity is unbelievably low out here in West Texas. We had 8% humidity yesterday and 25-mile-an-hour winds, and that's a recipe for disaster. And a small spark started this fire, and you just can't put it out.
Do you figure you're going to be getting a break from the weather now?
We hope so. They tell us in the next 3 or 4 days we're going to get a little bit chance of a little bit more humidity, and that's what we need. So we're hoping for some rain. We haven't had a rain here since August.
You mentioned it was a small spark that set it off. Do you know what that spark was?
We really don't. It started right on the edge of a state highway. First speculation is somebody threw a cigarette out. Out here in West Texas, somebody could have been building fence, and from a welder or a grinder working on the fence posts. We just don't know. I haven't heard that report yet.
I suppose it might be hard to trace it back.
Well, it won't be hard to trace the origin. It may be hard. It could be hard to find out exactly what started it.
Origin meaning where it started?
Where it started, mm-hmm. Right.
Well, Mr. Pipkin, best of luck to you. Thanks for talking with us.
Well, I appreciate you calling. Thank you very much.
Mark Pipkin is the mayor of Eastland, Texas, and the safety officer for the fire department there.